Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. The most entertaining hour of your day has just begun. Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this Monday, fun day, April 16, 2018. So honored you've allowed us to be a part of your weekday afternoon live here on the campus of Michigan State University inside of Studio West on WKAR AM 870 105.1. FM. We've got a lot to get to on today's Current Sports, as we customarily do on each and every Monday, as we will try to do our best to recap a wild and eventful weekend in the world of sports and beyond. Of course, we will talk about the NBA playoffs. I've got a few takeaways from the Game 1 slates that we saw over the weekend. What in the world is going on with the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James? An ugly game there for the Cavs. I tell you what, though, the Indiana Pacers playing with a chip on their shoulder, telling the NBA world that, yeah, you didn't pay attention to us, but we are a pretty good team. Only one nationally televised game for the Indiana Pacers all year, while the Cleveland Cavaliers, of course, driven by the star power of LeBron James, they were seen nationally countless times, something around 35 or 36 times. So Victor Oladipo and the Pacers said, yeah, it's game time. And how about Lance Stephenson as well, turning back the clock? Wow. How about, you know, that ridiculously entertaining Celtics game as well? Just the NBA playoffs have been so intriguing on a lot of different levels, and I'm going to get to that. And I, again, when you talk about that, those final moments of the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks game, I got a point to make when it comes to that game as well. So we'll talk NBA playoffs. Also, speaking of NBA, Mo Wagner, now former Michigan men's basketball star, he has decided to leave John Beilein's program and declare for the NBA draft. I don't know if you guys read over the weekend. This news actually broke on Saturday, a little after noon. And Mo Wagner actually posted an article entitled "Thank You, Michigan" on the Players Tribune page. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. I'm going to comb through it, and you'll get my thoughts as to whether or not Mo Wagner is making the right decision. At the end of the day, though, it is the right decision because it's his decision. But you get my thoughts on whether or not I would have left after having the type of career and year last season that Mo Wagner had. So we'll dive into that a bit. We'll also talk about the drama that was Friday's Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting, which was open to the public. There was one moment in particular that is dominating headlines. I'm going to play a snippet, actually, from that board meeting. It caused a lot of controversy, and right now I feel like for the majority of the Michigan State student body, and heck, probably, you know, when it comes to the majority of Michigan State alum, you guys just don't trust the leadership here at MSU. So we'll dive into that. And also, I hope to have possibly a rep from an endeavor entitled Save Our Student Sports. which is actually a campaign directed to an effort to address budget concerns at Eastern Michigan University, which announced the elimination of four D1 varsity sports. Well, Save Our Student Sports is trying to reverse that. So we hope to have possibly a rep from Save Our Student Sports to talk about what they plan on doing and how they plan on doing it with that campaign. All of that while, of course, inviting you all to be a part of the fun. If you would like to call in to be a part of the show, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also even tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR underscore sports. Or you can, of course, watch the live stream, as many of you are already doing, at Facebook.com/WKAR News. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. And we start with that news concerning Mo Wagner. The Michigan forward will forego his final season in college and turn pro. He made that announcement on Saturday, had a really cool article written on the Players Tribune, which I'll get to in just a moment. The move wasn't much of a surprise after his stellar performance at the Final Four in San Antonio. He also wrote a phrase in his German, native German language. Quote, it's a saying he took from a Dirk Nowitzki poster, and in English it means all dreams are crazy until they come true, end quote. Wagner, a skilled 6'11", 245-pounder from Berlin, he contemplated leaving school after his sophomore season when he averaged a little over 12 points per game and 4.2 rebounds per game, but NBA execs told Wagner he was a likely second-round pick who might even go undrafted. Now, he returned to Michigan and became a more well-rounded player this season, bumping that points-per-game average to around 14.6 and 7 boards while improving his toughness and his defense. We'll talk about the move for Mo Wagner to take his talents to the next level in the NBA in just a moment. All right, a quick recap of the Michigan State baseball and softball weekend. As you can imagine, the weather delayed a lot of things in the world of baseball and softball. When it comes to MSU baseball, Michigan State baseball split a doubleheader with Valparaiso winning the opener 5-4 in 12 innings before dropping the second game 7-6 Friday afternoon at McLean Baseball Stadium. In the first game, sophomore center fielder Justin Antichitz, he drove in freshman shortstop Ryan Keem for the walk-off win with a single to left in the 12th inning. It was the second walk-off victory for MSU this season and first at home. The Spartans rallied from down 4-2 in the seventh inning to earn the victory. Saturday's game was canceled due to inclement weather. It was not a great weekend. Hope you guys were safe out there as we were hammered by an ice storm over the weekend. I know many of you are still waiting for power to turn on, but I really hope you guys were safe, all right? Michigan State softball completed the doubleheader sweep of Penn State on Saturday, defeating the Nittany Lions 6-2 after a 7-1 win in Game 1 earlier in the day. That was a doubleheader for them. Christina Zalewski started both ends of the doubleheader, earning both victories in complete game efforts. In the nightcap, she struck out 8 and scattered 6 hits, walking 1. She improved to 9-9 on the year as she struck out 19 total batters and allowed 8 hits over the 2 contests. Jessica Cummings took the loss for Penn State, allowing 6 runs on 7 hits. MSU has a home game on Tuesday versus rival Michigan. A 3 p.m. first pitch that will air live on the Big Ten Network. The Detroit Tigers postponed both games of the split doubleheader with the New York Yankees yesterday. The first game was called at 11 a.m. and the second, as it became clear the weather was not going to relent, that postponement took place at 1 p.m. There were prolonged negotiations throughout the morning between the Tigers, Yankees, Major League Baseball, and the Players Association about trying to schedule a makeup date. This was the Yankees' only scheduled visit to Detroit. All sides finally agreed to play a makeup split doubleheader on June 4th. A common off day for both teams. The Tigers will be finishing a home series against Toronto and then traveling to Boston. The Yankees will be on their way from Baltimore to Toronto. All right, the NBA playoffs. It was a great weekend for me. And that's the thing. When you have bad weather, right, it just gives you an excuse to just lay around in your pajamas and watch TV. And my viewing of choice was, of course, the NBA playoffs. And they got to off to a great start on Saturday. And Sunday was really no different. A very entertaining weekend of NBA playoff action. Game one in Boston was an overtime thriller with the Celtics squeaking out a win over the Milwaukee Bucks. After that one was done on Sunday, we saw Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers dusting the Cleveland Cavaliers in the most surprising result of the first round so far. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they took care of the Utah Jazz after a big night from Paul George. And lastly, the Houston Rockets escaped a three-point win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. James Harden was great in that game. We also saw on Saturday the Golden State Warriors top the San Antonio Spurs. The Toronto Raptors beat the Washington Wizards. The Miami Heat fell to the Philadelphia 76ers, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Portland Trail Blazers. All right, moving on, the NHL playoffs, a weekend roundup. The first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs rode along on Sunday. The Pittsburgh Penguins reasserted themselves in Game 3 against the Philadelphia Flyers, using a huge second period to propel them to a 5-1 win and 2-1 series lead. The Minnesota Wild also got back into their series with the Winnipeg Jets, scoring 4 goals in the second period to roar to a 6-2 win and cut the Jets series lead to 2-1. The Washington Capitals were looking to rebound from their Game 1 collapse in overtime, but only found more disappointment against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I really think, and again, this is when I really start to dive into hockey. You know, I'm kind of like a fake fan. I watch during the playoffs. And the Washington Capitals, they may be cursed. I'm kidding. I kid you not. I mean, what we saw over the weekend, I mean, they blew 3 leads. Couldn't believe it, man. I really feel for Washington Capitals fans out there. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what's up, but I really feel for them. Also, finally, the Vegas Golden Knights edged their way past the LA Kings once again, forcing LA to a 3-0 series hole and threatening to sweep their first ever playoff series. How about Las Vegas? Those fans have to be going insane out there, right? Very cool stuff. Also, an American woman and a Japanese man won the elite divisions in the Boston Marathon today. This is breaking. The first-time runners from each country have taken the top spots in more than 30 years. Desiree Linden, a 2-time Olympian, battled the rain and wind to win the 122nd running of the storied race. It is also the first win of the 34-year-old's career. And Yuki Kawauchi of Japan came in first place in the men's elite division, overtaking Jeffrey Kurui of Kenya in the final miles. American Shadrach Bewolt was third. Before Linden, the last American woman to win the Boston Marathon was Lisa Rangeberger in 1985. I was not even thought of during that time. The last Japanese man to win the famous race was Toshiyuki Seiko in 1987. So you have to dial the clock all the way back to the 80s to put these historical accomplishments in perspective. Very cool stuff. Also, big moment over the weekend for Joey Spencer. If you don't know who Joey Spencer is, you will probably know his name very, very soon. Well, for the first time here, you're probably already learning about him. Joey Spencer making his pro debut in boxing look really, really easy. He fought his second professional fight over the weekend. He grew up in Linden. He fought Friday night for the second time as a pro. Needed just 51 seconds to knock out Usman Silia, who is 1-3
One KO now in a 156-pound bout at the Armory in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just listen to this bite. This is how quick this fight went, folks.
Jimmy, a big left hook, and down goes Zilla. Oh, my goodness. Three, the first punch drops Zilla.
5, 6, 7, 8. You good?
Joey Spencer says he wants to be the youngest champion in the United States. He's making his national television debut on a jab, and that drops Zilla. Look at the power by Joey Spencer.
5, 6. Look at me. 7, 8. Watch me.
This may be a quick night. Spencer looking for the finish here. A big left hook and down goes Zilla for a third time. And this one is over.
Absolutely amazing. Joey Spencer, 18 years old. Just 18 years old. He looked like a man, too. I don't know if you guys have seen Joey fight. Google what happened in that fight in a quick win over Osmane Cilia. He has won both of his pro fights by KOs. He recorded a TKO over Mexico's Uriel Gonzalez during his pro debut in February at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. That fight with Gonzalez was stopped in the second round, meaning Spencer's entire time in his pro ring has spanned less than 7 minutes. Are you kidding me? I've spent probably more than 7 minutes giving you these quick, supposed to be quick hit headliners right now, right? Spencer, a 9-time national amateur champion, threw just 4 punches in knocking out Cilia. And also, James Harrison is retiring for the second time. This one appears to be the official end. The 39-year-old pass rusher announced on Instagram on Monday morning he is calling it a career. Of course, Harrison, who turns 40 next month, he previously reneged on a retirement back in 2014 when he returned to the Pittsburgh Steelers less than 3 weeks after stepping away. But I think this one is for good. James Harrison, certainly a future football Hall of Famer. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's keep it moving.
They're a really good team. You got to give them credit. They aren't the number one team in the country for no reason. So the way they made shots, the way they guarded us really was troubling. So, yeah, they're a really good team, and we got beat by a good team. It's frustrating. I mean, you go in the locker room with a 9-point deficit, and you're actually motivated by that because you're encouraged because we just didn't make shots, and we're all confident in our shooting ability, I think. Each of us. So we actually had a good feeling coming out. That wasn't enough today. And if they make shots like that, they're really tough to guard. I mean, that has been our thing all this year. That you can't put your head down. The way we fought through adversity all year long, and the way we are connected, it's just unfair if you leave your head down and if you quit. So just try not to quit and keep my head up. The relationships in the locker room, I mean, all the bling bling and all this is beautiful, but at the end of the day, the guys in the locker room and also the ones off the floor, the job they have done all year is something where I will never forget and always carry with me.
Happy Monday to you all. Welcome. If you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, welcome to the show. Again, happy Monday, fun day. I know weekend wasn't great weather-wise. Absolutely horrible as an ice storm hit mid-Michigan. You know, I saw a lot of videos. Engineer Ian Hawley, who is, by the way, clutch. Big shout-out to Ian Hawley. You made my Monday, man, because, you know, I feel like, you know, I can't do my show if I don't have a cup of coffee, you know, by my right side. And, you know, I didn't have time to go down, you know, to the green room and grab some. Didn't even know if any coffee was made. And you were clutch, dude. I said I needed it. You went down there during the headliners and got it for me. Thank you so much. Happy Monday, dude.
Happy Monday to you as well.
But, you know, I saw on social media a lot of folks out there. I hope you were safe, and I hope your apartment, you know, had power over the weekend. There are many folks out there that are still reeling from this past weekend and don't have power. So I hope you were safe, and I hope that you didn't have to deal with that over the weekend. And for those that did, really feeling for you guys. Prayers and love out to you all. But I saw many people who were getting into their cars over the weekend, specifically on Sunday morning. And you got into your car, and all of a sudden you just see a sheet of ice outside of your window. And a lot of folks were rolling down their windows, and then there was literally just a sheet of ice, like, encapsulating you into your car, and people, like, pushing the ice out. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. So it was a good weekend to stay inside and do what? Watch sports. I watched a lot of it. I'm gonna get to the NBA playoffs in just a moment, but I hope you had a good weekend, Ian, right?
Yes, sir. No mishaps this weekend involving the weather. I stayed inside most of the time.
You had power, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had power, thankfully. And hopefully for those people that didn't, we'll get you back underway soon.
Definitely. Without a doubt. And also, I want to pass this news along to you all as well. It didn't include this in our headliners, but this is breaking. The Lansing School District announced today that John L. V. Davis... Hopefully I'm saying that right. John L. V. Davis has been named as the new head football coach at J.W. Sexton High School. Davis has been the Sexton Big Reds assistant head football coach and defensive coordinator since 04. So he's not a new face to the program. He knows the system. He knows how things are run out there. Davis retired from General Motors earlier this year after 21 years as a supervisor and repair specialist at the GM Grand River assembly plant. So hopefully we can get John L. on WKAR's Current Sports at some point this week to talk about that new position for him. Of course, he's got big shoes to fill. You know, one of my favorite coaches in the area, Dan Bogan, recently stepping down as the head coach of the Sexton Big Red. So big shoes to fill, literally, because I tell you what, Dan Bogan is a big man, all right? But congratulations to Lansing Sexton High School for that hire. Looking forward to seeing how John L. does in his first season. Intermixed with that intro, you heard the voice of Mo Wagner, now former University of Michigan men's basketball forward, who announced over the weekend that he will be taking his talents to the National Basketball Association. Really not a surprise in my eyes, because I when you have a season like Mo Wagner had last year, I don't really know how much more you can improve, how much more you can make your case to the NBA that you are an NBA player. You know, many folks predict right now that Mo Wagner is somewhere in the middle of the second round for the NBA draft. Many would even argue, and I probably fall on this end, I would even argue that Mo Wagner possibly played himself into maybe a late first round draft pick. I really think that's the kind of game that he had that impressed NBA scouts and personnel this past year. I think a lot of NBA scouts looked at him leading his team to back-to-back Big Ten tournament championships, leading his team to a Final Four, and that Final Four performance that he had was absolutely remarkable. Are there things that Mo Wagner needs to work on? Sure, and you can say that about every name that will be called in the 2018 NBA draft this summer. But Mo Wagner, what he was able to do this last year, I think he reached his ceiling in college. He reached his peak. So whenever you reach your peak in college, in the world of college basketball or the world of college sports, you got to go. You got to go. I think Mo Wagner is making the right decision here. And if you did not read his article entitled "Thank You, Michigan" on the Players Tribune website, give it a read. Give it a read. I absolutely loved it. I loved it. He starts by talking about a poster, a certain poster that is plastered on the wall of his, I believe, apartment. And this poster is that of his idol, his basketball, Michael Jordan, in his eyes. That being Dirk Nowitzki, who is from Germany as well. And next to Dirk Nowitzki, and it's a picture of Dirk when he beat LeBron James, when the Dallas Mavericks beat LeBron James, who absolutely went like ghost in that series. If you remember when the Dallas Mavericks played the Miami Heat, it's a picture of Dirk Nowitzki, you know, raising his fist. And next to it, it's a Nike poster, and next to it, it has German words that translate to "All dreams are crazy until they come true." I love that. Absolutely love that saying, by the way, right? And then it goes on to read, the article from Mo Wagner goes on to read, "I've had this poster since 2011, the year the Mavs won the NBA title. I was 14 years old at the time and just beginning to figure out who I was as an athlete and person. And to see this big German dude with this unique game, beating this stacked Miami team with LeBron and D-Wade and Bosh and all of those guys, man, it was something else. It was the first time in my life that I realized what winning can actually mean to people. I had Dirk fever, you know, so I got this poster." And then, you know, it goes on to talk about this poster being plastered on his bedroom wall in Berlin, and every day he would see it. And then when he moved to Ann Arbor to play basketball under the leadership of John Beilein, he knew he had to travel lightly, but there was no way that he was leaving his Dirk Nowitzki poster. So he carefully folded it up, packed it in a suitcase, and then once he got to campus, he put that on his bedroom wall. And, you know, he goes on. What amazes me about Mo Wagner is just how real he is. You know, that's what we love in the world of sports. And that's the kind of individual that sports fans gravitate to. Somebody that is down to earth, because that's how fans relate to sports icons, right? And Mo Wagner is just that. I mean, I think so many people can relate to his story. So many people can feel his story. It's one that's really, really genuine. I mean, he goes from being in this comfort zone out in Germany to moving to the United States of America. His English wasn't great. He's totally uncomfortable. But John Beilein and the Michigan program and the Michigan community embrace him. You know, he learns English, he flourishes on the basketball court, he stays humble, yet develops a killer instinct on the basketball court, and he becomes so successful that now he gets the chance to make his NBA dream come true. That is the American dream. That's what many folks strive for here in this great nation. That's how so many people can relate to Mo Wagner. And so many people, you know, moving to, you know, unfamiliar territory, right? I mean, so many people can relate to that in their life. I mean, for me, I remember, you know, going from my comfort zone of being raised on the west side of Detroit, Michigan, and then coming up to East Lansing, to Michigan State University, not knowing anybody. I was the only person out of my high school graduating class to come to Michigan State. Didn't know anybody. East Lansing was so unfamiliar to me, and now it has become home. So many people can relate to that story. But I also love how humble he is, because, you know, he also shouts out the Big Ten Conference and the competition that he had to go against on a game-by-game basis. Just to read this paragraph. "Oh, so a few things from college I won't miss. Just keeping things balanced. I absolutely won't miss having to play against all of the incredible fours and fives in the Big Ten. And of course, I mean that as a compliment. Ethan Happ, Jaren Jackson Jr. The list goes on, man. I have so much respect for those guys. They are great players, and I think we all made ourselves better by playing against each other. Is there such a thing as conference pride? Because I think I have that. I'll always be grateful that I got to play in such a competitive league and against such awesome schools. I know the rivalry is real, Michigan State fans, but I don't know, especially after reading this Thank You Michigan article posted on the Players Tribune, I don't know how after reading this you cannot like this dude. Ian Hawley, current sports engineer. I know you've been chomping at the bit to actually talk about Mo Wagner possibly going to the NBA. I know that you sent me a text about 2 weeks ago saying, man, Al, when Mo does make his decision, we got to talk about it. Of course, it's going to be at the top of the agenda, as it is today. Is Mo making the right decision? And I don't know, did you get a chance to read his Players Tribune article over the weekend?
I didn't read the whole thing, but I read the first few paragraphs, and I agree with you. There's no classier of a class act in college basketball right now than Mo Wagner. I mean, we saw the handshake that he gave after the national championship, you know, stopping mid-celebration to go over and say, hey, you guys played a good game to the other team.
Exactly, right.
And
yeah, that was
in the Final Four winner. Against Loyola Chicago.
Well, I believe that was actually the buzzer beater. Well, yeah, in that game as well, but the buzzer beater to beat Houston, when Michigan beat Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jordan Poole, the magnificent shot. Everybody's going crazy, right? They're mm-hmm. dogpiling or trying to dogpile because Jordan Poole did two laps around the court, it felt like, before finally saying, all right, you got me. But Mo Wagner, in the midst of that celebration against Houston, stopped. And I forget who the guard was now. I want to say Corey something, but he stops, looks at him because the guard is totally distraught and says, hey, man, good game, or something of that nature. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, here, right? But just a classy kid who plays hard, who loves the program, who enjoys playing the game. It's hard not to like Mo Wagner.
Yeah, man, and I think, like you say, he's hit his ceiling here in the NCAA. A lot was made of Charles Matthews, the transfer from Kentucky, who played a great role for Michigan this year. A lot was made of Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman and his role as the senior leader. But I think if you had to pick out one guy, one X factor from the Michigan Wolverines basketball team this year, it would absolutely have to be Mo Wagner. I don't think they would have made the kind of run that they made in the Big Ten tournament or in the NCAA tournament had it not been for this guy's production and this guy's leadership. So I think he's learned all he can learn from John Beilein and this Michigan staff. And at the next level, he'll just continue to improve on the few areas left that he has to improve on as a big man. And I think he'll have a successful NBA career wherever he ends up.
Well, and it's the thing, you know, because I also want to ask you, where do you think he will go, right? And also, big shout out to John, who helps us out here on WKAR's Current Sports. Corey Davis Jr. was the player in which Mo Wagner stopped to say, hey, man, good game. Actually, I remember I posted that video on my Instagram, and people, oh, my goodness, I'm just looking here on my Instagram. That video got 14,223 views. I need to post more Mo Wagner videos. That's probably the most viewed video on my Instagram page in the history of my Instagram. I forgot what point I was making. That just blew my mind just now. It shows you just how much people love Mo Wagner, I mm-hmm. guess, right? Where do you think he'll go? I think that he'll go late first round. And I think when you look at that situation, if Mo Wagner goes late first round, it's a pretty good chance that he is going to play for a winning organization, a winning culture, which I think will pay off dividends for a player of Mo Wagner's character. He's going to soak up, you know, whoever is the veteran leadership on that team. You know, if he goes to a winning squad, he'll learn so much from those guys. This is going to pay off for Mo Wagner if he is indeed a late first round pick, I think.
I agree. And I think it would be better for him to go later in the first round as opposed to somewhere middle of the pack.
Do you think that's where he'll go? Is he a first round or a mid to late second round pick or an early second round pick?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of good big men this year who have come out and said, yeah, I'm going to go to the draft. I'm not exactly sure where Mo Wagner falls in that category, but I don't think he's near the top as far as just, you know, cream of the crop.
Well, of course, that's why he's going to be a late first round or second round pick, right?
Yes. So I think I don't think he'll go below the midway point in the second round. I think he'll go, you know, the last few picks of the first round or one of the first few picks of the second round. Okay. I think that's about where he'll end up.
Yeah, so you're slating with the experts as well. So, mm-hmm. But either way, I think that Mo Wagner, again, I don't know if he'll have immediate success because the NBA is a different ball game. Everybody's good at the NBA level. I think Mo needs to improve on his defense. I think he needs to improve on his conditioning because we all remember how he would get fatigued after playing, you know, after he would hit like that 18-minute mark, right? He need a breather. I think that Mo can certainly improve on his post-repertoire. But again, you know, if you look at Mo Wagner, again, he is one of those players that NBA scouts and GMs salivate over because he is a stretch forward. Those are the kind of players that are really dominating in the NBA now. Stretch forwards who can take you down low, who are athletic and can shoot the three-pointer. Those are things that Mo Wagner can bring to the table. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will talk about the drama that was Friday's Board of Trustees meeting. We had Scott Pohl on Friday at the end of Friday's show to talk about a bit of what happened. But I tell you what, when I saw the visual of a certain moment, I cringed. So we'll get to that. We'll also talk some NBA playoffs and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I got to get to this story before the hour ends because I tell you what, I don't think we realized just how big a certain moment was during that Board of Trustees meeting during our show on Friday. And because, you know, we had Scott Pohl on, you know, Friday was a really lighthearted show for us. We had Meg Scoop. We took a break from sports talk and had Meg Scoop on of All Deaf Digital to talk about her career as a comedian and actress, and she was absolutely awesome. But earlier that morning, and we did have, you know, our very own Scott Pohl, who covered the Michigan State Board of Trustees meeting. We had him on that show on Friday to briefly recap what had happened. But I tell you what, it didn't really hit me just how dramatic that meeting was until I walked to my office and watched. And I tried to watch, you know, pretty much the entire meeting, which was a very long meeting, I might add you, but I just had it on as I was working. But there was a lot of drama in that meeting, and there were a lot of unhappy Michigan State students who let their voice be heard, and I applaud them, and I did applaud them during the show on Friday. But I tell you what, there was a moment that really had everybody up in arms, that became an instant headline grabber. And that moment occurred when one of Larry Nassar's victims, Kaylee Lorenz, recounted that during a private meeting, Michigan State interim president John Engler allegedly had asked what it would take to appease her financially. I want to play a snippet from her recount of that interaction with interim Michigan State President John Engler right now. Just take a listen to this.
We sat in a conference room where I briefly told President Engler my story. I told him how much I love MSU and wanted to help them heal, to make real change. He explained all of the new things they've implemented, which sounded promising, but said working together couldn't occur until the civil suits are settled. Mr. Engler then looked directly at me and asked, "Right now, if I wrote you a check for $250,000, would you take it?" When I explained that it's not about the money for me and that I just want to help, he said, "Well, give me a number." He also said that he had met with Rachel Denhollander and that she gave him a number. I felt like I was being bullied into saying something, and that if Rachel gave him a settlement amount, it was okay for me to do it too. At this point, I was feeling pretty bad. President Engler and his lawyer had just tried to coerce me into settling a lawsuit without my attorney present. Then President Engler started saying how sad it was that hundreds of good osteopathic doctors at MSU are being judged by one bad doctor. You tried to make us feel like we were the problem and MSU was the victim because of the civil suits. This is how it works. When you protect and promote a sexual predator and foster a culture of lies and cover-ups, you are responsible. President Engler then tried to back up his statement saying,
"Well, your time is up."
Well,
thank you very much. Thank you. Next is Kat Ebert. Kat Ebert is Kaylee.
I'm not done yet. You created this, not me. And I can no longer care about helping MSU, and you guys certainly do not. You are the ones who care about the money, and I just want my life back. Now I am done. Thank you.
What a moment. Again, Kaylee Lorenz, one of Larry Nassar's survivors, recounting during a private meeting that allegedly interim Michigan State President John Engler had asked what it would take to appease her financially. You heard those who were in attendance at Friday morning's Board of Trustees meeting. You heard their reaction to what Kaylee alleges. They couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. When I was at my desk watching that moment unfold, and again, that audio comes courtesy of WLNS-TV6. When I was watching that moment, I had to stop and say, wow, I couldn't believe it. And the voice that you heard during that snippet saying, Kaylee, your time is up, that was Michigan State Interim President John Engler. Mr. Engler then looked directly at me and asked, right now, if I wrote you a check for $250,000, would you take it? The reaction from those in the attendance of the meeting really speak for themselves. And I have to say this, but before we hit this final break, again, and I encourage you, as I have countless times, especially last week, I encourage you to all call in and let your voice be heard on this topic as well. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Those who have graduated from this university, students who attend this university, I ask you directly, when you are watching what has unfolded here at your beloved Michigan State University, how does this all make you feel? Because I can pretty much guess that for the majority of those out there listening right now or watching via the live stream, you are probably sitting there in disgust, not happy with what is taking place when it comes to the leadership of this university. And I reiterate, I don't know how MSU moves forward right now with the current leadership that is in place. I don't know how Michigan State begins to heal if you still have those members who have already damaged the trust of those who attend this university and those who are affiliated with this university, those who have a degree from this university, if you still have those board members in place who have shown an incredible amount of incompetence. Because right now, I feel like the trust just isn't there. That is the big thing. In any relationship, if you don't have trust, what do you have? I didn't know if Interim President John Engler was the right guy. And after hearing that, you can pretty much guess what my opinion is now, right? I don't feel like you trust those in charge of this university right now. And that speaks volumes pertaining to where this university now goes moving forward. It's a bad situation, folks. It really is a horrible situation. And then you look at the statement, and, you know, we read the statement live on the air last week. The statement in response to the young woman who alleges that back in 2015, three Michigan State University basketball players raped her. The response to that allegation in a statement from John Engler and Michigan State University was so tone deaf. It was very defense mode, very defensive. And to put out the details that were put out violated privacy. Simple as that. Now, when it comes to accountability, that's probably the only thing that we saw John Engler say, "Hey, I'm being held accountable for that, and I apologize." That statement should have been modified. We shouldn't have done that. He did admit to that on Friday morning during that meeting. But too little, too late, right? The damage is already done. The statement is already out there. I don't know. That's all I have to say. I wanted to play that snippet, though, for those who have not been following the story. You know, I felt responsible to put that out there for you, to address it and let you formulate your own thoughts. I would love to hear those thoughts. If you want to vent, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. It feels like every week something else is coming out. And as I've noted countless times before as well, this is a story and this is a moment in Michigan State University history that is not going to go away anytime soon. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll get back to some sports talk. We'll talk NBA playoffs. Ray, I do see you on line one. We're going to take some of your calls, read some of your comments. Again, you can watch via Facebook.com/WKAR News. Tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870, 1051 FM. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, if you would like to weigh in on anything that we've discussed throughout this hour, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527, just give us a call. Also, many of you weighing in on our Facebook.com/WKAR News live stream. Much thanks, much appreciation for those watching and listening there. Let's go to line one right now. We do have Ray from Indiana who wants to weigh in. Ray, have not heard from you in a while. How you doing, my friend? Hope you had a good weekend.
Not bad. I just got done jogging. I'll tell you what, that John Engler guy, I hated him when he was governor. He's an arrogant ass, just like those people up in Ann Arbor. And I'm calling about the bullies.
All right, we want to keep it PG, Ray.
My friend.
All right, I hear you.
They got their butts beat good by Villanova. And I'll tell you what, Rich Eisen and Tommy Brady bragging up their team, putting their uniforms on internet and showing it on NFL Network. You dropped the ball twice in the Super Bowl, Tommy, and you dropped it again, didn't you? They brought that white kid in, 5 for 7 three-pointers. 2 block shots, 5 driving layups, 4 rebounds. He looked like Larry Bird, didn't he?
Yeah, you're talking about Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, 31 points. He only averaged 13.
Off the bench.
He won that game single-handedly. He looked like Larry Bird.
Yeah, he did,
I loved every second of it.
I'm sure you did. When it comes to Mo Wagner going to the NBA, what do you think of that, Ray? Right move?
He wasn't ready, but I'm glad he left because that makes the Bullies weaker again next year. That's three games they lost. They lost their top scorer off the bench, and now this guy, the second top scorer. So Right. Bye-bye, Johnny. You can take your chocolates I give you and go back into your hole in the closet.
Ray, thank you. As always, very entertaining call. Appreciate it. Oh, Ray from Indiana. He is certainly one of a kind, Ian. That's one of Ray's best calls, with the exception of I think he kind of went a little too hard at the very beginning of that call, but
he was definitely a little agitated, to say the least.
Without a doubt. Now, I think the player that we're now waiting on when it comes to Michigan is now Charles Matthews. You know, whether or not Charles Matthews is going to make that decision to head to the NBA draft. He hasn't made a decision just yet. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Charles stuck around for one more year. I don't know. I think toward the middle to late portion of the year for Michigan basketball, that's when we really started to see a change in Charles Matthews. He became more aggressive, and his defense really picked up, and he hit big shots in big moments. Charles Matthews is a very intriguing player. I don't think we've seen the best of Charles Matthews at the college basketball level. I expect him to come back. But, hey, what do I know, right? NBA playoffs, takeaways. You heard some of my thoughts at the very beginning. Did you watch any of the playoffs over the weekend, Ian?
Yes, I watched some of the Milwaukee game last night, and I also watched some of the Cavaliers versus Pacers game as well.
And tonight, just to give you guys an update, you can catch, there are two games on tonight, Miami and Philly, 8 p.m. on TNT, and then after that, also on TNT, San Antonio and Golden State. Just a few takeaways. When it comes to Minnesota and Houston, that was a 104-101 win for the Rockets. James Harden looks for real. I mean, this dude, just give him the MVP right now. He had 44 points last night. I think that the final score doesn't tell the entire story of that one, I think Houston is going to win that series in five. I wouldn't be surprised with the sweep, though. Houston is playing that good. OKC, Utah yesterday, that was a 116-108 win for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I sat there and watched that game and said, finally, we're seeing the Thunder play to their full potential. Paul George was amazing last night. I don't know if he can do that on a consistent basis throughout the playoffs, but he was a gem. Carmelo Anthony, if he can give this team a good 15 to 20 points in combination with Russell Westbrook, who became the only man in NBA history to average a triple-double in back-to-back years. Oklahoma City, watch out for them, all right? Cleveland. I'm not sold on the Cleveland Cavaliers getting to in NBA Finals this season. I don't think that the personnel around LeBron has what it takes. I look at this team's defense and I cringe when watching it on any given night, and the Pacers look hungry. I'm not saying the Pacers are going to win this series, but my goodness, stealing that game one. I think game one is so important because it does set the tone for a series, right? And if you can steal, if you're the road team and you can steal that game one, boy, oh boy, that's going to be a long series for Cleveland, I think. I think they get out of the first round, but it ain't going to be easy. And Victor Oladipo and this team has something to prove. Just because we're short on time, the final game of yesterday, Boston and Milwaukee, best game of the playoffs so far, went to overtime. Terry Rozier hit a huge shot. How about that crossover, right? But then all of a sudden, you know, Middleton just throws up a Hail Mary three, and it goes to overtime. Boston eventually handled business, and Jason Tatum, my goodness, we're seeing him mature before our eyes, all right? I have more on the NBA playoffs on tomorrow's Current Sports. Tune in for that, but we have just 4 minutes left. I want to hit you with our weekend winners.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
All right, just 3 minutes left in the show, and we close out each and every Monday's Current Sports with something we call Weekend Winners. Who had the best weekend in the world of sports and beyond? I'll start with you, Ian Hawley, the man behind the glass. Who had the best weekend in the world of sports, or in anything for that matter?
I believe it was the Indiana Pacers. Coming out and silencing the Cavaliers in Game 1 with an 18-point victory that nobody necessarily expected them to get. You know, the Cavaliers historically have been dominant in Round 1 of the playoffs with LeBron on their team. I think this was the first time he's ever been in an 0-1 hole in the playoffs in the first round. Yep. So I think the Indiana Pacers, specifically Victor Oladipo with 32 points in that game, I think he had the best weekend out of anybody.
Well, you could argue Lance Stephenson as well. My goodness, did he turn back the clock or what? Lance Stephenson, I love him. He's just so entertaining on many levels. For me, I'm going with Beyonce Knowles. Yep, I'm going off the sports radar. I watched her Coachella performance over the weekend live at 3 a.m. It was one of the best performances I have ever seen in my life. I'm not even a part of the Beehive, not even a big Beyonce fan, but Beyonce is solidifying herself as maybe the second greatest entertainer of all time, right behind Michael Jackson. If you did not see her Coachella performance, get to a laptop, smartphone, PC right now. It was absolutely amazing. My jaw was on the floor. Also, I want to invite also Jack Kerwan to the show. Jack, this is his first time on our airwaves. He's been helping out, you know, and shadowing Current Sports for a long time. I wanted him to comment because he is a big hockey guy. First off, Jack, welcome to the show. And I know you want to go hockey. I can pretty much guess that for your weekend winners, right? What do you got to say,
man? Yeah, for sure. But before, don't you just love that Lance Stephenson-LeBron rivalry?
Love it, man.
Isn't it great?
It is fantastic.
You know what? For me, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Back-to-back overtime winners on the road against Washington. Coming home up 2-0. And you know what? You're right. I think Washington is cursed.
I think they are.
But it's Columbus for sure.
Exactly. Without a doubt.
They're such a well-built team, too.
They are. But watching, you know, looking at how the Capitals blew those three leads, I'm sitting there saying, oh, my goodness. Something is in the air. I don't know what it is, man. Yeah. Great stuff there. All right. We'll be back at it. Same time, same place on tomorrow's Current Sports. You have been listening to WKAR's Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM. Be easy, people.